I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The new study shows that blood pressure spiked during the pandemic, and the biggest increases were in women. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline to discuss what this means for you is an ER doctor who works in Logan and Brigham City, Dr. Marion Bishop. Dr. Bishop, thank you for being with us today. And what do we know about rising blood pressure?
Well, thanks for having me to talk about this important topic. This study was done by the Cleveland Clinic on several hundred thousand people, both men and women over the age 45. And not surprisingly, in this very stressful time, all of our blood pressures have gone up.
Mm-hmm. So I understand this impacts women more. Why is that?
You know, we don't know all the reasons yet. It may be that they're tracking women. It may be that the pandemic has given us an opportunity to pick up on that data. But it's not a surprise to any woman that the pandemic has been more stressful. Mm-hmm. The workload and the things required of women during this time have been higher than they have for men. It may also be that it's been harder for women to, you know, find time to keep up their ordinary health care, you know, to make appointments, to refill prescriptions and things like that.
When I first heard this study, I thought, well, I don't even know what my blood pressure is. I'm not sure I even took it during the pandemic. Is that unusual?
No, not at all. You know, blood pressure is this funny thing. You know, they like it to be about 120 over 80. And most of us don't have occasion to take it unless we go to a doctor's office or maybe we're waiting in line at the pharmacy and put our arm in that automatic squeeze cube. But when, or the squeeze device, but when it gets high, it has really kind of long-term problems. It's a measure of how hard it is for your heart to squeeze. And when your blood pressure gets high, your heart has to work much higher, much harder to pump blood around your body. And that's why high blood pressure is connected with things like strokes and heart attacks. And so, those are increasing for women as well.
Yeah, so for those people who have been stressed out, they should be actually taking their blood pressure to see how it is impacting their bodies.
It's a good idea, yes, yes. And there's some really kind of reasonably priced wrist blood pressure cuffs and things like that that you could buy at your local pharmacy.
So what are the solutions then if you do have high blood pressure?
Well, some of them are big picture. You know, we need to make healthcare available to people. You know, some of the telehealth changes that make healthcare available to folks in rural communities are helpful, but also just not missing, you know, your care. You know, if you're a scrambling, you know, single mother, take up the offer of the neighbor to watch your kids for a couple of hours so you can see your primary care doctor, or so that you can do something like take a walk. You know, it's been a stressful time for all of us, and we all ought to look for ways to prioritize our own health care and also to extend a little kindness to somebody who might be suffering.
Dr. Bishop, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.